Mexico's government says its security forces have killed a top drug cartel leader. Nazario Moreno is known as the craziest one. He was the head of La Familia. La Familia is one of Mexico's most dangerous cartels. It handles much of the methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine that comes north here to the United States. Officials say Moreno was gunned down yesterday during a government crackdown in the cartel's home state of Michoacan. The crackdown led to a shootout between police and cartel gunmen. Later, the cartel retaliated by blocking roads throughout the state. Gunmen fired on cars and trucks passing by. They pulled drivers out of the vehicles, burned the vehicles, and then used them to stop traffic in and out of the state capital, Morelia. At least 5 people died in the violence, including an 8-month-old baby. Despite all that, Mexican officials are claiming the operation was a success. Vonda Felbab-Brown studies counter-narcotics policy at the Brookings Institution. She's not ready to call it a victory for the government.
This is very difficult to gauge. Certainly, the government of Mexico has portrayed hits against important capos as important indicators of victory. The consequence, however, of this interdiction policy has been the very dramatic increase in violence, because the remnants of the organizations fight among each other over control of territory and corruption networks, and they also fight within the organization over who will take over the leadership. So it is very difficult to know after any particular successful interdiction operation whether this will in fact be the crippling blow to the organization or whether the organization will be able to regenerate itself.
Can you tell us little bit more? Yes, you know much about this organization, La Familia. Can you tell us about them and how they operate?
It is one of the newest drug trafficking organizations in Mexico, and also one of the most brutal and violent ones. It became notorious for its rituals, beheadings, that is very focused on intimidating the society as much as fighting the rival drug trafficking organizations and the state.
If the fight against La Familia of Michoacan, this Mexican state, if this has been a hallmark of President Calderón's presidency, he's from that area, how do you gauge how well he's done and how successful he's been?
Well, again, developing effective metrics is often difficult, and the government, the Mexican government, has pointed to the numbers of captures of prominent drug capos as an indication of success. And it is certainly an indication of some level of success, but the consequence has been this very dramatic violence that we see in Mexico, and it's clearly, in my view, a measure of failure.
What do you make of the fact that this group, La Familia, it is said to be on the decline in some reports, but there's a report that the cartel has actually sent out a letter saying it wants to disband and negotiate a truce with authorities. Is this for real?
There have been several similar overtures from La Familia toward the Calderón administration, and in my view, it is a sign that the group is under pressure. But it doesn't mean necessarily that the fact that they are under pressure, that they are anywhere close to be defeated.
All right. Thank you very much, Vonda Felbab-Brown, the author of the book Shooting Up, Counterinsurgency and the War on Drugs. She teaches at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Mexico's cartels are constantly looking for ways to move their drugs north. Authorities recently discovered one of the most sophisticated tunnels dug by the cartels underneath the U.S.-Mexico border. A BBC correspondent was given a tour. You can see the video of the tunnel for yourself at theworld.org.